Into Wonderland radio program presents Hungry Pets by Sophie Guillet Robinson. Talking about cats and dogs to mice can be very offensive. Obviously, mice hate cats the most because they usually hunt mice and bring it to their owner's front door. When Alice was talking about her cat Dinah, she accidentally mentioned that Dinah chased mice. I think the mouse had the right to run. When Alice called him back, she talked about a dog she knew, and once again she mentioned he ate mice. If Alice was a mouse, I think she would compare her sweet cat, Dinah, to a monstrous creature with giant fangs, which is why she should know better than to offend a mouse. Cats and dogs are not very nice to mice. These pets may be friendly to us, but one of their prey is mice.
Interview in the Pool of Tears by Eden. This is Alice and I am interviewing a mouse. I just accidentally asked him where my cat was. Let's get back to the interview. Do you know the way out of this pool? Of course I don't, said the mouse. Do you like cats? Asked Alice. No, screamed the mouse. Would you like cats if you were me? Asked the mouse again. Alice said, I have a cat named Dinah. I think you would like her. She sits in front of the fire licking her face. Oh, and she is also very good at catching mice. Oh, I am so sorry. Please don't leave. This interview is done due to the mouse running away. Will somebody please stop him?
The Golden Key by Isabel Garcia. Alice is at the bottom of the rabbit hole in a long room with a bunch of doors. She opened one with a golden key and saw a tiny garden, but she was too big to fit. She walked over to a table with a bottle that said, drink me on it. If you thought she was going to drink it, you thought wrong. She checked for a label to ensure it wasn't poison. There was no label, so she took a sip. It tasted good, so she drank the rest of it. As she started to shrink, she remembered the golden key. When she was small enough to fit through the door, she stopped shrinking. Since there was no way to get the key, she started looking for something to make her grow. She spotted a cake and ate it. She started to grow, and when she stopped, she realized she could not fit through the door anymore. Now I have taught you to get all important items such as the key before growing or shrinking again.
Alice Misses Her Family by Michael Zerud. Alice would miss her family because she doesn't know if she can get out of the rabbit hole again. Also, she would miss her cat, Diana. If she wanted to get out of the hole and see her family, she would have to build a very huge ladder. I bet her sister feels guilty about leaving her little sister. Alice is probably very lonely, and so is her sister. It's probably a reason she cried. Alice is now confused who she is, and she might not remember who her family is either. If she got out, where would she end up? Her family misses her dearly. I bet she does too. When she finally sees her family again, she will probably run up and hug them.
Problems with Grown Big by Sophia Roberts. If you cry when you are excessively big like Alice, you can cause a lot of problems. Alice cried a lot when she was big. She thought she was going to be big forever. Her gloves would have to be mailed to her hands, and her hat would have to be mailed to her head. The thought of it scared her, so she cried more. Then a pool of tears formed around her. If you grow excessively big, you can't cry. If you were in a big city and cried when you were big, the military might come after you. You might have scientists run tests on you in Area 51. Your family might not recognize you because you are so tall. It is not a good idea to grow big, especially if you cry a lot.
This has been an Into Wonderland radio program presentation.